Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now, in just a second, we're going to turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds. But before we do, let me remind everyone about our church's website. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. From there, you're going to find many different books, articles, and even a lot of message outlines. And our intent is to make these available as resources to as many people as possible. So if you know someone that could use this material, we ask that you go ahead and pass along our website to them. Again, that website address was independencebaptist.org. Well, before too much time gets away from us this morning, let's go ahead and turn things over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, I want to preach about little things. The Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 26 through verse 31, the Bible said here, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." What in the world is this passage speaking of? The Bible is talking here about little things. God has chosen little things of this world to confound the things that are mighty. God has not chosen a lot of wise men in his churches. You see, the spreading of the gospel is not dependent upon a large church building. The spreading of the gospel is not dependent upon multiple staff members or impressive programs. It is rather dependent upon God himself, who supplies everything that we need. As long as we are depending upon ourselves or our strength or what we can do, God will not do that. God will not honor that, and God will not bless it at all. God wants us to know that he is the one that supplies everything for us. If we ever try to put our stamp of approval upon anything, God has a way of changing all of that around, and God has a way of getting glory and honor and praise for it all. But the building today of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is dependent upon many small people doing what they need to do. It's not dependent upon a large staff at all, but many small people doing what God has impressed upon them to do. God will honor and God will bless. I remember several years ago in Hoxie, Arkansas, that there was a church there that had a young pastor. And this young man was going to do something, make something of the church by himself. But he was failing miserably. In the course of my pastorage there, I was visiting in a home and happened upon these people that were gathered together. There was three or four of them, not very many, but there was three or four of these people that were meeting together, and they were there praying for their pastor. Now, they were elderly people. They couldn't do anything. They didn't have much money. Actually, there was widow women. I went there in that home to visit with a man who had cancer and came upon this situation. These few widow women were praying very diligently because they knew that their pastor was a good man, but he had the wrong idea about pastoring. They knew that. And so they met together every day just to pray for their pastor. the pastor was at the point of resigning when these very faithful women began meeting together to pray for him. But he didn't resign right then. He told them about that. But they began to pray for him. And it wasn't long before God began to change this man. Nobody knew these women were praying for him. They knew they cared for him. It was a small church that they were a member of. But this man began to change the way he preached. He began to change the way he met people. He began to change in his family life. And all because these women were praying for him. It wasn't long before the church began to grow because people were moved when he preached. This story just tells us that God does not use a lot of big things, but God oftentimes uses little things. So don't ever be ashamed that you're just a little person. Don't ever be ashamed or say that you can't do anything because you're just a single person. You can do much if you will just do what God wants you to do. Think of this. The building of the United States of America, with all of its economic and emotional stability and all of its strength as a world power, as a nation, is not dependent upon the laws passed by Congress. Now think about that. The building of the United States and the future development of the United States is not dependent upon a law that's passed in Congress. It's not. It is instead dependent upon the strength of its ordinary citizens that do their job day by day. That's what gives it its strength. When the ordinary citizen falls into sin and wickedness, the whole failing of the United States is not far behind. This is exactly what happened in ancient Rome. Read history a little bit and you'll find it so. The people of the nation fell from their moral position of knowing what is right and wrong. Therefore, the entire nation did not know. You see, the strength of any nation is built not upon Congress, not upon the leadership, but the strength of the entire nation is built upon the little person that does his job every day and faithfully and honestly prays to Almighty God to help him. This is the strength of the United States of America. It is not found in the congressional halls. It is not found in the president, but it is found rather in the little people that do their job. This is exactly what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26 through verse 31. Where it says here, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." This is the way it is. God wants us as little people to be strong for Him, because He is the one that gets all the glory and all the honor and the end. God is the one that we worship, and God is the one that holds our nation together. God is the one that holds us together. It is not our strength. Rather, it is the strength that God gives to us. Think of this. The man Daniel in the Bible, he went into Babylonian captivity. I don't know what happened to his parents. And yet God used this man in his life the whole time of his existence upon this earth to be a good witness for him. We often think of the stories of Daniel and how he was cast into the lion's den. But we forget that Daniel at this point was an old man. Oftentimes we think of the one story of Daniel, when he would not defile himself with the king's meat. You see, this is a little thing. But God oftentimes uses little things. Don't ever think that you cannot do what God wants you to do. You can do it. You need to yield yourself to Almighty God and trust Him, and He can bring it to pass. David was a great king of Israel. He followed after Saul. When Saul was the king of Israel, the first one, then later God chose David. And David was a great man. But in the very beginning, David was a little person. He fought the giant Goliath. And he won. What did he use, though, as a weapon to defeat Goliath? You think about this. David did not use the great armament of the day. David went to battle against Goliath, not with the king's armor. The Bible said he couldn't wear those things. It wasn't fit for him to wear that. But David had victory over Goliath because he went in God's power. And David took a slingshot and five smooth stones that he chose from the brook. Everybody understands that story. And sometimes we read that story only as a story to little children. But I tell you what, this is a grown-up story. Because David, although he was little in his sight, and actually Goliath scoffed at him because he was so little, but David went in the power of God, and God gave the victory. We need to understand that that's so. In the book of Judges, chapter 2, the Bible tells here about a harlot woman. Her name was Rahab. My, this is a great story, is it not? Just to read about Rahab, the converted harlot. She hid two Israeli spies when they came to spy out the land. You see, she knew that God was going to deliver her land. And she made a deal with them. She said, I'm going to let a scarlet ribbon down from my window, because she lived in the side of the wall. And she said, everybody that is in my house that believes what I'm saying, don't destroy any of these people. And the Israeli spies, they said, that's what we'll do. And you know, on that day, when the Israelis marched around the city of Jericho, they didn't make a sound. But on the last day, they all shouted a great shout of victory. And God brought down the walls. Understand that that's so. The walls didn't fall down because the Israelites shouted. But the walls fell down because God pushed them down. But the little place where Rahab's house was not pushed down because she was trusting in God Almighty. This is what we're saying, that God uses little things to make a big difference in this world. God can bless you where you're living. God can bless your home. God can bless your family if you will just do what God wants you to do. God can take care of you. God wants you to rely upon Him and not upon anything else. When we read about Rahab, we read about one woman who made the difference between life and death for her family and all that entered into her house. You can make that kind of difference today. God is well able to bless. Ask God if He will bless you, if you will just do what God wants you to do. Don't ever forget that God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Don't ever forget that. That's 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 27. Don't ever forget that God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Don't ever forget that God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And don't ever say, my past will hinder me from doing anything for God. Let me tell you something. Your past will not hinder you from doing anything for God. It won't. If you dedicate yourself to following God, to obeying God, if you see yourself as needing some help, God is well able to bless you with what you need. Understand that that is absolutely so. Another example we can read in the scriptures of God using little things in this world to bring about His word and His will is found in the book of Judges 6 through 8. These three chapters, Judges chapter 6, Judges 7, and Judges chapter 8, tell of a man named Gideon. He was going to defeat the Midianites, but God said, there's too many of you. And how many of the Israelites were gathered together to follow and to be obedient and to fight the Midianites? There was 30,000. God said, that's too many. Tell them to go home. If you're scared, go home. And they went home. A bunch of them went home. And God said, there's still too many. God said, I want you to take them down to the water. And I want you there to let them drink. And I want you to watch them. And God picked the men that took the water up in their hands and drank of it. And they didn't get on their hands and knees and drank of the water. And you know how many there were? There was 300 men. Only 300 men to fight the Midianites. And how many Midianites were they? The Bible says that the land was actually filled with those people. There was more than they could even number. God said to Gideon, He said, you tell those men that they can leave their weapons at home. What? That's right. God said, they don't need any weapons. They don't need any weapons. What? They're going to battle. They're going to fight. And God said, no weapons? God said, no weapons. Instead, God said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take these 300 men, and I want you to have every man with a trumpet, and every man with an empty pitcher, and lamps within the pitchers. That's what they fought the battle with. And they won. They actually won. Why? Because God gave the victory. God gave the victory so men would not be able to say they had gained the victory by their own strength or by their own ingenuity or by their own power. God gave the victory. God can do exactly the same thing to us today. Whenever we trust God, whenever we rely upon God and God alone, God is well able to supply everything that we ever need. God can do that. He is not slack concerning that. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26 through verse 31, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Rather, God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Why? That no flesh should glory in His presence. Do you think that one of these days that David will be able to stand and say, look what I have done? I don't think so. I think David will be able to say, look what God has done. Do you think that Rahab the harlot, one of these days, will stand and say, look what I did? No, I don't think so at all. I think she will say, Look what God has done. Do you think that Gideon would say, look what I have done, and because I have defeated all these Midianites that want to harm us? No, I think that Gideon would say, look what God has done. This is what God always does. God always uses little things. Don't ever forget that. Be encouraged by it. God uses little things. God uses things with no strength at all. God can do that. God can use you. God can bless you. But you need to do what God wants you to do. In John 6 and verse 70, notice what Jesus Christ said to his early church. He looked at them and he said this. John 6 and verse number 70. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Jesus Christ only chose 12 apostles, and one of them betrayed him. You see, Jesus Christ wants people to trust in him, not in themselves. This is the whole point of the message. The little things that God uses. God uses little things, not big things. When Jesus Christ sent his church into the world, how many members did they have? Think of this. When Jesus Christ sent his church into the world, there were few in number. I know that there was 3,000 saved on the day of Pentecost. I know that. But how many people went? How many people did Jesus Christ call out to go? The Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter 1, that there was about 120. And that number is about. It is not on the mark. That number is about 120. Jesus Christ sent these few into the world to preach the gospel, and they made all the difference in the world. The book of Acts, chapter 2, and verse 7 through verse 13. The Bible says that the multitude were amazed that these Galileans could preach the wonderful works of God. See, their strength is not in what they have done. Rather, their strength is in what God has done for them. Their strength is trusting in the Lord. Their strength is knowing that they don't have the power. Rather, they know that God is the one that gives them power. That's why David had the great victory. You see, that is exactly why Gideon had the great victory over the Midianites. It's because he was trusting in God, not in himself. God wants us to trust in him because he is well able to give everything to us that we need. In the book of Acts 4 and verse number 13, the Bible said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and marveled that they were unlearned and ignorant men, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. God wants us to glorify his name. God wants us to honor him. You see, this is what the Bible says, that in verse 31 of 1 Corinthians 1, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Even the Apostle Peter, the reason he denied Jesus Christ 3 times was because he completely trusted himself. God wanted him to get over that. And God wants us to get over it as well. God wants us to come to the place that we trust him and nothing else but him. God is honored in that. God does not want us to get it all together. God wants us to trust him and what he has put together for us. That's exactly right. When the accusers of Peter and John saw that they were unlearned and ignorant men, and when they saw the man standing by whom they had healed, They could say nothing against them. Understand that God has a way of working all of that out. Think of this, that in the miracles of Jesus Christ, there were times that he wanted to feed the people. The people had traveled with Christ for 3 days, and there they added nothing to eat. But he said, I will not send them away fasting. I will not do that. I will not send them away hungry. And the disciples said, well, what are we going to feed them? We don't have anything to feed all this group of people. And Jesus said, well, how many loaves do you have? They said, 7 and a few small fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. The Bible says in Matthew 15 and verse 36, the disciples took these 7 loaves and these few fishes, and they gave thanks. They thanked God. And they break those bread, and they break those fishes, and they gave to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. And how many of them ate? The Bible says that 4,000 men, beside women and children, were all filled. And not only were they all filled, but when that meal all got finished, the disciples took up of the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets full. Think of this. That God is well able to supply everything that we need. You may be thinking, I'm lacking. I'm so short. I cannot supply all these things. Listen, but God can. God can bless, and God can even give you leftovers besides. Think of this. In Mark 12, verse 41 through 44, the Bible said here that Jesus Christ set over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. But there came a certain poor widow woman, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. That's not much money. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they that have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. This poor widow woman cast 2 small mites into the treasury. And Christ said she had cast in more than all the wealthy because she gave from her poverty, not from her wealth. Listen, what God wants us to do is to trust Him. God wants us to take the little things that He's given to us and use them for His glory and for His honor.
You know, Brother Wayne, I really, really appreciate this message. You know, what a great reminder that time after time, God uses the little things to accomplish His will. Things that so often seem like they could only be done by a very large group or by a very powerful person. Yet He decides to use and bless the little things in a mighty way. We absolutely have such an amazing God, and I do want to just thank you once again for reminding us that we may be small, but God is all-powerful and all-knowing. And since it's done through His power and not ours, even the little things can make a huge difference. Now, as we come down to the end of the broadcast today, we do want to remind you once again of our yearly revival services. This year, those services will be held the week of July 24th, and the speaker will be Brother Larry Lafferty of New Testament Baptist Church. The revival services will be held at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And we're going to have both morning services and evening services. Now, in the morning, we'll be meeting at about 10 a.m., and in the evening, we're going to be having services start at about 7. So again, you're welcome to attend. That address is 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and that was the week of July 24th. Now for this morning, we're out of time, but we're really glad you're able to join us again, and we trust that you'll be able to listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.